Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
I didn't know coffee's from Ethiopia. A whole bunch of things I learned.
Coffee from a lot of places.
Sure, but I think it started in Ethiopia. From what I remember about this podcast 5 or 6 years ago.
I can't. I can't fight you on that.
You can't fight me on anything.
Oh, dude. First of all.
Yeah.
Yes, I can.
All right.
I'm not saying I could win.
Very good point.
I'm saying I could fight you.
That's true.
Anyone can fight anyone.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I said what I said, and that is it.
And that makes it it.
Yeah.
I wonder if it still would be considered a fight if it's one strike.
I think it is.
Yeah, it's still a fight.
It's still a fight.
It's still a fight.
One punch knockouts
mm-hmm.
are a fight.
Mm-hmm. They call me Diego Mickey One Punch Lopez.
Do they?
Mm-hmm. From the movie, the film adaptation of the book Snatch. Snatch was a book.
Was it?
Yeah. It was mostly written on back pages and
like the place where you get sex workers.
Yeah, so someone just read each ad in a row and they're like, this is a fucking story.
This is an unbelievable ad. They're like, this is one of the most well-written ads for a sex worker I've ever gotten.
Won't you be my lucky star? That's the best part of the movie.
I think the best part of the movie is when Brad Pitt takes his damn shirt off.
That's right, dude. I said it before. That's my ideal body.
Brad Pitt and Snatch?
I think Brad Pitt and Fight Club, actually.
That's a lot of guys' ideal bodies.
I think I just...
I'm sorry for eating on microphone.
That's okay. I think I like Brad Pitt's body more in Snatch because he has tattoos.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And I like tattoos. He has those two cats on his shoulders that look at each other. I think it's pretty sick. They're like this. Look at me. Their eyes are sideways and they're looking at each other. Which I think is in that Russian prisoner tattoo book.
Yeah, that makes sense. My ideal body is mm-hmm. Hugh Hefner now.
yeah,
he's not alive. Which I think is nice.
I try to look up because Plague Girl is dead. Doesn't exist.
What?
Yeah.
Then why did I get these knuckle tattoos?
But someone has a Twitter handle and I'm so mad because they don't tweet. You just apologize and immediately start eating again.
It's there. Good point. I have a problem. Just let me, I'll just finish it.
Yeah, just let it finish. And then it's over. I'll just talk over it. I just love a Playgirl. If I had a Playgirl like T-shirt, like a Playgirl like wallet, I just think that's so funny.
Because Playboy is very cool.
Yeah, exactly. Playgirl is not cool.
Streetwear and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
Like it's cool to have like a Playboy bunny dangly earring or some shit.
I mean, the logo isn't different. It's still a bunny.
But as a mustache.
As a mustache.
it's like the Miss Pac-Man of
pornography. Are they back to pornography? I feel like they did that thing where they're like, no more nudity. And they're like, never mind.
Yeah. Oh, wait, shit. The joke was that people are reading the articles. Even though the articles in Playboy are actually
really good.
Very good.
Yeah.
Which is annoying. It's kind of like the articles in GQ are also very good.
I love GQ. We're a GQ household.
But it's because you got it for me for Christmas.
And you're very welcome. And I also look at it too.
Yeah. I'm not saying you don't.
I'm just saying
we are a GQ household because of you. I would buy them, but mm-hmm. it's crazy how much... Like, if you buy two a year,
mm-hmm.
you should just have a subscription.
It was so cheap. I mean, I got lucky and I found it. I got an ad and someone's like, oh, not someone, they, GQ was like, oh, 2 years for this much money.
It was like $25 or something.
Way less.
Crazy. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nuts.
I think it was $12.
Yeah.
They're like, give us anything.
Just tell us you want it.
Yeah.
And you get it.
Yeah. It's one of those, I'm like, oh, this is a cheap gift that you're going to like.
I love it.
It's a gift that keeps on giving because it comes every month, just like me. And
not me.
You don't come every month?
Sometimes I take the month off.
Wow, that's so cool. You observe?
I fucking plug it up. I take the shot. I always take the Sabbath off.
Uh-huh.
And then also sometimes I'll take a whole month off.
You're like
I'm like a public school.
Yeah. You're like a bear in hibernation where they...
Yeah.
You know bears eat a lot of like
cum?
Rocks and hair?
What?
Yeah, so that they won't shit themselves. Bears will eat like a bunch of things that isn't food. And they'll like eat their own hair to clog themselves up and constipate themselves. So when they are hibernating, they don't shit all over themselves.
And I just eat hair for fun,
mm-hmm.
which is different than a bear.
It is different from a bear.
But some would call me a bear.
I think those people are in the gay community. which is a show for, like, it's a spinoff of Community.
They're gay, but they're dumb, so they have to go to community college.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, great, finally, we get representation of the dumb gay community.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's why, like, I think one of my favorite characters in any sitcom in the last couple of years is Titus Andromeda from Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
Because he's, like, he's gay, but he's also, like, kind of dumb and, like, shitty and, like, conniving in a weird way, but, like, very selfish. Like, he's not the stereotypical gay guy where he's like, I'm here to make everything better and I'm so much smarter than everyone, which is, like, not that that's wrong. It's just a boring trope. It's, like, I like the idea of changing it up. It's,
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
He's so goddamn funny. But yeah, Gay Community is a show I'm going to write. So
there's a really,
look out for it.
There's a really funny
Otter, like, 101.
The professional wrestler AJ Styles is like
the glove guy, right?
The glove guy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Has like the soccer mom haircut.
He does the calf slicer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Calls it a calf crusher.
Huh. I guess that's, yeah, it's still fine. That's
fine. You know. It's just, you know, you have to have a name.
You got it, yeah.
Like, what is it? Like, The Undertaker does the Kimura, but he calls it the Gates of Hell.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Just has that.
Does he do it from top side control? Is he laying on top of a person sideways? And they're like perperpendicular? I don't know if that's perpendicular, actually.
I don't remember.
Okay.
But anyway.
Pardon me.
AJ Styles is like a very conservative Southern man.
Right. He's like a Christian guy.
He's a Christian guy. He does like Christian rap as like his entrance music, kind of.
Oh, man.
And it's not like really Christian rap because it's just about him.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you know what Christian rap sounds like.
Yeah, bad.
Yeah. But there's years ago that somebody asked him something about his fans in the gay community, and his response was to go, "The gay community."
Oh, like inquisitive?
Yeah, 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 like that.
That's so funny.
And so it became like a meme.
Yeah.
Of just going, "The gay community." But then somebody put out, because he was the leader of Bullet Club for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody put out like Bullet Club parody shirts that were, instead of black and white, it was like rainbow print. And it said the gay community, but it was like all the proceeds got donated to some LGBT.
Trevor Project or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah,
something like that.
I love when a joke can become like helpful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or like
yeah.
making fun of someone's ignorance or like shittiness can become a nice and helpful.
Yeah, so it's the Bullet Club logo, but it says the gay community and it's in like the rainbow flag print and it's very cool. I almost bought the shirt, but I was like, I don't want to wear a Bullet Club shirt in general.
I see a lot of them.
Yeah, dude.
Are they the new NWO or something?
It's like exactly what it is.
Oh, wow. Okay, that makes a lot of sense.
That's why they were.
It's not a good name.
I wish we had a wrestling corner.
Oh, yeah, we'll do
another one. But so basically the Bullet Club started as an NWO where they started – it was all – if you are listening and you're not a fan of professional wrestling, the Bullet Club is a faction of wrestlers in New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And they are overwhelmingly – at least when they first started, it was all American guys,
mm-hmm.
big American guys. Being like, we're here to take over New Japan wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
The same way NWO was like, we're here to take over WCW.
It was the best time of my life watching wrestling.
So the Bullet Club is, but now they have a lot of Japanese guys. And it is like the NWO in that it's been going on for too long and it's kind of boring now.
Right. we get it. And it's faction off to Latino World Order.
But yeah. So
Machete Club and Butterfly Knife Club.
Machete Club.
Slingshot Club.
My favorite guy in Bullet Club is a guy who, his gimmick is, his name is the Tokyo Pimp.
Oh, that's sick.
And he comes out with like a woman in like a leather harness and like it's very funny. It's just funny that I'm like, why does this exist? And he's like a fine wrestler.
Uh-huh.
He's not that good.
Sure.
But he's the Tokyo Pimp.
He's, yeah.
Yeah.
He's, what was the Pippin
Ainsley? The Godfather?
Yeah, the Godfather. That was his name.
I have a Godfather t-shirt at the house.
Do you really?
Can I wear it
tomorrow?
Yeah, it's kind of, it'll be big on you.
I wasn't going to wear it in my body.
What?
What that means.
You're gonna raise
I'm
it
in
up
my
the,
upper body?
Raise it up the flagpole? Or turn it into a diaper?
Yeah, so just wear it as pants, I guess is what the joke was. I don't know.
That's the big thing about the Ho train on the back.
The Ho train, that's what it was.
The print on it is, you couldn't find a thicker print. Oh. It's a Chicago-style print. It's a real deep dish print.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's one of those shirts you put on and immediately start sweating in just
like,
that spot.
It's like a weighted vest. Like you're like, fine, I'll go do some pull ups in this or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't do pull ups in any shirt or no
that.
Shirt.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's like a brutal. It's I can't wear it.
I think
like
you would do less pull ups without a shirt on.
You think I would do less?
Yeah, because of insecurities. You'd be like, I don't want to leave.
I mean, here's the thing. I don't want people looking at me anyway.
Yeah, it's true.
I went to the gym yesterday, which was
yeah,
fine.
I did.
It was fine, but somebody took one of the rowing machines. and like put it into the emergency exit hallway.
It's so funny.
And it was so funny, but also it was perfect.
Yeah.
Because no one could look at me mm-hmm. except for from the back. And I bet from the back on the rowing machine, I look like I'm doing fine.
Yeah. So you're facing the wall.
I'm facing the exit.
That's so funny.
There's, it's three walls. You know, it's the hallway. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So there's two on the side and there's an end. But so just but it's facing the exit. So just my back. And I'm sure I look fine
mm-hmm.
from the back. No one can see my eyes popping out of my head.
That's so funny.
Or how long I've been on there, which is a minute.
Yeah. That's a fucking hard machine, dude.
Yeah.
It's a good, it's a very useful machine in a gym.
It has the little, like, the levers for the, what do you call it? Man, why did we pick a medium where you have to know words?
I don't really know. There's no video quiet. Like, I wish we lived in the silent film era.
Yeah.
We're great physical comedians.
Yeah. And honestly, not really.
I mean, you have a mustache and I can fall down well.
Yeah.
That's basically it.
The word is resistance.
Resistance. Change you can adjust the resistance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll slam out a couple on different resistance. Mm-hmm.
If I was one of those, what are they called? Successful people.
Yeah.
And I had like a home gym kind of a thing.
That'd be so sick.
I would go.
Rowing machine?
Row machine, rack kettlebells, deadlift, squat rack, and like,
I want one of
those. That's about it.
I want one of those big-ass metal leg press machines you guys have at the gym.
Oh, a fucking whole, what are they fucking called? A hip sled.
Yeah.
Those things are huge. They take up so much space.
But it makes me feel so powerful when I use it.
Yeah, because you could push a lot because you're seated, but you're pressured into the position.
Yeah, and the most powerful part of my body is the bottom half.
Absolutely, but that's true for everyone.
Okay, but let me have this. But mine more than most.
Much stronger than the upper body.
Yeah.
Like it's
yeah. Okay, well, let's not say much. Well, let's not say much. But.
Well, I'm just glad you're going to the gym again because it's very useful and helpful. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. And now we have.
I feel good. I wore my nice new running shorts.
Oh, yeah.
We went running shorts shopping together.
We got gym shorts together, and I have only worn them to sleep because I don't wear those kind of shorts to fight, to train MMA. I'm very comfortable wearing the house. I bought $80 running shorts to wear around the house.
Yeah. I couldn't have hated the woman that helped us more.
Yeah, she's a little much.
It's like a nice, what store
Paragon
was that?
In Union Square.
Yeah, went to Paragon. And there was like in the fitting room there, they have like a woman who is helping you. And first of all, she fucking kept trying to upsell me.
Yeah.
And she did eventually, but it wasn't that much. But I had like some like $35 Nike shorts that I was like, these seem fine because I'm out of shape and I'm not going to use these as much as anyone else would. And also, I don't run.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter. I just want them. I want shorts.
Yeah.
Because that's what I like. And she kept bringing me like $80 shorts. And I'm like, listen, lady. I'm not buying the $80 shorts. Some fucking brand I'd never heard of for $80. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, listen, this night you're going to fucking
full
work.
Full lap or some shit.
Yeah. And
shit.
Then she has to like put her little fucking tag on the thing to be like, I sold them these ones, actually. Mm-hmm. But at one point, I was...
I'm going to bring my own sticker and put them on that. Yeah, you help me. Anyway.
Mike rules. Mike rules on it. But at one point, I was trying on a bunch of different sizes of shorts because I literally have no idea what size I wear ever anywhere.
Yeah.
And at one point, I have these shorts on and she looks at me and goes... Little snuggers, huh? And I go, I want to beat you to death in the middle of your job.
Yeah, you should know that's part of your job not to say things like that.
Yeah, you shouldn't. I don't know. Maybe I wouldn't. I guess it's a thing where it's like you don't want to sell someone something that doesn't fit them.
Yeah, but you could say it in a different way.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I think it is funny how people feel like it's fine to like we all know like don't comment on a woman's body kind of a thing. Oh. It's like people are really rude to dudes sometimes when they're like putting clothes on or like
so much.
How things fit. It's like, you know, I do have feelings, right? I don't know.
It's insane how much people comment on my body.
Oh, yeah.
All the time.
Yes. And
I mean, yours too.
Sure.
Often.
Yeah.
But in a much more positive light.
Sure. But I was saying this where like I get like playfully body shamed sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's like, I know they do it because they think it won't hurt my feelings because I am in shape. It's like, No. It hurts me still. And I will actually now train a lot harder because of it.
Yeah.
And I'll just stay at the gym for another hour because it just gets in my brain and it just helps. It mixes with all the insecurities I already have.
It's yeah.
Like, I know you're being, and I can hear it. I know you're being playful and joking, but still negative reinforcements where I don't want to hear it.
Sometimes I want to get really fat just to spite people. Because I feel like if I lose weight, some people will be like, yeah. Knew he should have. Something like that. Okay. Like, yeah, man, it looks better now. Like,
yeah, you really run on spite.
I fucking love spite. I will give myself heart disease and not be able to fit on a plane for spite.
Yeah.
Because it'll be easy for me to get fat.
It's very easy to get fat.
Yeah. Especially— I mean, I'm already on the way. I'm on the road to fat, honey. And
road to fat. Ba-da-ba-ba. Welcome to a Little Time Podcast. It's your friends Diego and Mike, and Leif is here.
Say hi, Leif.
Hello.
That's enough.
Get him. Say a little more, actually. How are you doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Give me a little
more.
Wait. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We got a couple new segments now.
Segment boys.
We love segments.
The lads are here. Back for another installment. Are these installments? They're episodes.
They're whatever you want them to be. So, Leif, tell us what's going on in your life, and specifically...
Tell me something good.
Yeah, tell me something good, Corner.
Tell me something good. What's going on? What's good in your life?
Let's see. What is good? I went to a fun ska show. Apparently,
does exist.
Know this? Yeah, at Queen's Brewery, right around the corner. Inspector Seven's around again.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not like a ska guy, but I know that name.
Yeah. Mm. That's from a long time ago. Other than that,
are they like really old?
The one guy is, yeah. The rest of the band is new.
Oh, yeah, younger, yeah, yeah,
but, yeah,
yeah.
The lead guy is very
old. Oh, Inspector Seven. That's
yeah, yeah,
his name.
Yeah.
So he's there, and then the rest of the Inspector and the Sevens.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. So
and it was a fun
thank
show.
You.
Yeah. That's funny.
Fun show.
And was that a brewery?
Yeah, Queen's Brewery.
Hmm. In my head, everyone has those big glasses of beer, and everyone's like sloshing beer around.
That's not wrong.
Like, but they're doing the ska dance with
the
two
skanking
big,
with steins.
Yeah, that
with the ones that open the little
one of those ones on Oktoberfest.
Oktoberfest ones have the little hat, the glass with a hat.
There's
Inspector Gadget hat of beer glasses.
Well, that's because he said Inspector Seven. Oh wait, no. You're talking about the cup has the hat.
Yeah, the cup has.
Oh, I thought you were saying the people there were wearing the hat.
No.
Okay.
Honestly, on both accounts, true.
Hey.
So, there's a I have like a sixth sense. If I'm at a show, I can just look at someone and be like, "You're the guy that's gonna spill beer."
Oh yeah.
In the pit.
Yes, and I called it to a T.
Well, okay. Beautiful. What was? Of course, it was a guy.
Of course.
Yeah.
What was he wearing?
Shorts and a suit jacket.
Yeah.
First of all, it's February.
Yeah. But he's definitely
a short guy.
Shorts and a suit jacket.
And
Jesus
was he overweight?
No.
Was he very skinny?
No.
Damn.
He was like in pretty good shape.
Weird.
But he hit it hard. Like when the show started at like 8, I was like, oh, he's gonna be a problem.
Yeah.
Honestly, by the end, I didn't see him. I think I kicked out halfway through.
Yeah, I'm sure. It's a guy like that. It's always the guy in the leftover crack backpatch. He's always the guy spilling something.
Uh-huh.
It's
a little too punk rock for his own good.
Yeah, or it's always the guy who...
I feel like it's always the guy in the Adidas, like black Adidas, but they're wearing like athletic white socks, but the elastic of the sock has been worn down a little bit. It's like you could see there's like space between the ankle and his skin.
Okay.
And you're like, well, just get new socks, sir.
It's that?
It was that guy.
Yes. Yeah.
Or the guy that like looks like he was, like he's on the... He looks like a jock cosplaying as like a kid into punk rock.
Uh-huh.
Where it'll be like, he'll be a little buff and his shirt will be very tight. And then for some reason he's wearing a t-shirt and then he's wearing like a dress vest and a tie
and
a fedora.
Oh, God.
And you're like, what's up here? And it's like,
kids in middle school.
Yeah. He just like heard, I don't know what the entree would be in now.
Yeah.
But,
oh, good point.
Yeah. I don't know what children are listening to.
Wow. Thanks for that.
SoundCloud rappers.
SoundCloud rappers, yeah. Thanks for the tell me something good. If you have a tell me something good, which is anything good in your life you want to brag about, shoot it to us.
Shoot it to us.
Because you guys have a hard time with questions, apparently. Just being
rude. Yeah. So, listen, when we ask our questions, we don't mean insult us.
Yeah. It's really weird how you guys keep fucking that up.
Yeah, but I guess it happens. Should we get into listener questions now? Or should we wait?
I say we do... This first?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what about you guys? Nothing
has ever been good for me. I would like to put that on record now.
Let me see. I think...
I don't have anything good.
I think the best thing that's happened in my life so far is that jacket I got.
Diego got a really
good
jacket.
I love this jacket. I'm not wearing it today because I had to fight myself not to wear it, but I got a reversible denim jacket from Opening Ceremony. I did not go to Opening. I got it at a secondhand store. And it's like my favorite thing I've ever bought. I just keep wanting to wear it. I feel like a superhero in it.
It's really good.
And other than that, I feel like, let me see. Anything cool happening? Oh, I went to a wedding. I saw my mom. There you go. Saw my mom.
Hell yeah.
We haven't recorded since then. No.
I don't think.
Nope.
Saw my mom at a wedding. There she is.
We didn't talk about the wedding.
Oh, yeah. I saw
we could talk about the wedding.
Yeah, we didn't record. No, I'm just saying. No, because we didn't record last week because you were at the wedding. I'm just trying to think if we talked about it on the podcast or not.
No, I don't think so.
No.
I saw my mom at my uncle's wedding in New Jersey. Luckily, very easy to get there. Trying to think. I think very small wedding.
Yeah.
Too small of a wedding. The bride's family kept trying to translate things for me in English, and I was very offended by it.
Oh, it was the bride's family.
Yeah.
That's why. Okay.
Because my family knows me.
But that makes a little bit more sense.
Yeah, they kept trying to like speak broken English to me about what was just said. I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm next to my Hispanic mother.
Yeah.
So it was fun.
It's weird how your mom, you and your mom are not like your mom's pretty light, pretty mm-hmm. white also. Mm-hmm. But you can look at her and be like, this is a Hispanic woman.
Sure.
And you look, like, so white.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's nuts.
I don't know what the – is it your hair? Is it just your hair?
I think it's my hair, but also, like, I'm tall, which is not stereotypically a Hispanic thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's true.
And I think it's the tone of white that my skin is. Like, I'm very pink white.
Yeah.
My mom is a little more olive white.
Okay.
But it's just – yeah, it was a weird – it was fine. It was a funny wedding. Whatever.
Is it weird that I don't notice people's hair color? Like, if someone asked me what your hair color was in the first year or two of our friendship, I'd be like, brown?
Well, kind of. But I think most people will just assume it's brown, but they'll only look at it in the sun or something.
Yeah.
And it's more red. It's more auburn, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it used to be so much redder. Like, it was so
like in
red
high school
as a kid.
And shit?
Yeah, even in high school. And my freckles were a lot more prominent back then.
Yeah.
But luckily, I have dark eyes. I'm so happy I don't have, like,
light.
Blue eyes, like most gingers, like green. I don't know the fucking color. Light eyes, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which helps me a lot in that department.
Of, like, not
looking
making
like
it.
A supreme ginger.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm, like, a weird in-between.
You're a tweener.
A tweener.
You're not a face or
is that
heel.
Your stomach? No? All right. Those are my tell-me-something-goods. That's your stomach.
I don't think, is that me?
He has headphones on. He can't hear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. All right. Maybe
it's not coming up on the line.
Oh, yeah. It's very funny.
Yeah, I don't got anything good. My life sucks. No, it's fine. Fuck, man. I don't know.
We had a very nice meal last night.
We had a very nice meal last night. We went to John's at 12th Street. Maybe my favorite place.
A very old Italian restaurant in New York City.
But here's the thing. I was a little disappointed in my choice, which was my fault.
Sure. You did seem a little upset.
I wasn't upset. It just...
Thought there was corn in your meatballs.
Okay. I got spaghetti and meatballs, mm-hmm. and there was some kind of mystery item inside of the meatball, and it was soft and kind of flavorless, but like still like soft, but still like had a little bit of...
texture to
it? Yeah, 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 yeah. Like... And I was like, this is corn. They put corn in my meatballs. And I was like, and everyone's like, you're crazy. And I'm like, no. And then I gave a piece to a friend of the show, Jess Lane.
Jess Lane.
And she was like, oh, that's a cashew, which is just as crazy as corn to be in a meatball. It didn't make any sense. It didn't really like throw off the taste, mm-hmm. but definitely threw off the texture of the meatball.
Yeah, it's a strange thing to do.
I don't know. At first, I thought it was garlic, and I was like, that makes sense, but it was too...
It's a big piece of garlic.
Yeah, it was a big piece of garlic, and it would be a little too hard to be garlic, unless it was raw garlic, but that's crazy.
Yeah.
What were the meatballs made out of?
I couldn't tell you. Probably seitan.
I assume seitan.
Yeah.
And they
were fine.
Yeah.
But I wish I got the seitan parmesan like I always do.
Like you always do, yeah.
That's my favorite.
I stick with, yeah.
Because
it's fun.
Change is bad.
I hate change.
Change is bad.
Yeah.
And I just want to have the good meal.
Mike and I shared a Caesar.
Oh, the
and then
Caesar
we had,
is so good.
And then I just got some garlic bread.
Yeah.
And then I had the penne with broccoli rabe and roasted tomatoes.
Yeah.
Perfect
and
little.
And I got a tiramisu.
Meal. And we got tiramisu.
Oh, yeah.
It's very funny that it's obviously they get vegan treats, the brand vegan treats, but they don't want to serve it to you in the way they...
So they put it in a different...
They like just kind of smush it into a martini glass and go, oh, look at that. And you're like, all right, a little weird.
Yeah.
But still very tasty.
Yeah.
So that's your tell me something good.
I guess, yeah. Sarah and I went there on her last night here when she was visiting, and that was like...
That's very nice.
Very nice. A very nice meal.
Very nice meal.
Yeah, we went there, we shared a Caesar, and I got to say seitan parmesan. Oh. And then there was a woman there that was being very rude about how the credit card machine was down.
Oh.
Which was annoying. So then I just like walked like two blocks and got cash and came back, and then they gave us a free tiramisu.
That's so sick, man.
It was beautiful.
Being nice is the best.
Yeah, it was just like, they're just like, oh, yeah, it's going to be a little while. I'm like, I don't care. I'll just go get cash. My bank is here. My bank is right here. I don't care. But yeah.
I like how people get mad.
But the thing is that she wasn't mad being like, why is it down? But she was like being like, so what would you usually do when the card machine is down? I'm like,
what are you talking about?
Is this your child? Like, why are you talking to this man this way?
Like, I'm supposed to have a plan B for the credit card machine.
Like, she was talking down to them, which I think is worse than anger.
Yeah.
I think they're probably pretty bad. But talking down to someone is like condescension.
Mm-hmm.
I want to fight her now for a thing she did 2 months ago.
Mm, to someone else.
To someone else that isn't me.
That is not you.
No.
Yeah, I get it, man. So, send us yours. Tell me something good. It could be a sentence, whatever you want. Something that's good to happen to you.
Yeah.
We want to spread the positivity throughout the fan base. Yeah. And honestly,
Sarah sent me a very nice little Valentine's Day present. Because we're not doing, we didn't want to send big, because shipping from here to Australia is very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So she just sent a very little thing. It's this nice. It's this.
It's a platypus.
It's a platypus. It's probably the size of a CD case.
Uh huh.
But it's this really nice leather.
Oh.
Jewelry holder almost. That's velvet inside. But she found it this way. On top, they just had it just monogrammed. It just says "Daddy."
So sick.
And it's so funny.
That's the coolest thing I've ever seen. Sarah, you knocked it out of the park.
Yeah, it's
gift.
Red. Solid. It's red leather with gold accent. It says "Daddy" in gold, and then you open it up, and it's gray on the inside.
So sick.
It's gray velvet. It's so sick. Oh, it could be a different color velvet. And
it's
I'm
actually
blind.
Green. And
is
it's
green?
So, yeah, it's green.
Fuck. God damn it.
Velvet.
Fuck.
What color sweater do you think you're wearing right now?
What? Why don't you shut the fuck up? Because I know it's green.
Okay, cool.
You fucking son of a bitch. Fuck. Tell me something bad. My eyes. Fucking hell.
But a very nice gift, and when you showed me, I freaked out.
Unbelievable gift.
Yeah, unbelievable. Very cool.
I think we should maybe take a mosey on down to a little part of town known as
Energy Drink Corner.
Welcome to the Energy Drink Corner.
It's the Energy Drink Corner.
Are we going to go overboard with these drops? You know it, bitch.
Did I get an app 5 minutes before we started recording and really get into it? Absolutely.
That's us.
And you know what else is us?
Energy Drink Corner.
So Mike and I, whenever we get to the Brain Machine Networks, we always stop at the bodega on the corner and we get drinks. And I was going to get an iced coffee from Lacombe, which is probably the best bottled cold brew that I've ever found. I really love it. And Mike showed me this energy drink that has creatine in it.
Yeah.
And I love a creatine. I think it's a very good
supplement. It also
supplement.
Has BCAAs.
And also has branched chain amino acids, if you're curious what that means.
Because that explains it.
Well, I'm not going to explain what amino acids do. That's going to be a whole fucking thing. Also, I don't think I really know it very well.
you just know that they're good for you.
I just know that they help my body. So we're going to review this. Well, not really review, but we're going to talk about this energy drink called Bang. Potent brain and body fuel.
Bang.
Its logo is a bee in a trigger scope image.
Uh-huh.
But it also has a radar inside of the scope.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
It's a lot's going on. It looks like a Monster energy drink where it's black and green.
But that's just, I've seen a bunch of
different.
That's
just its flavor.
It's just that flavor.
This is the Sour Heads flavor. And I was a little hesitant because the last time I drank a Monster energy drink on our road trip to Indianapolis to see our friends, I almost died. And I was worried that this was going to fuck me up. And the second I cracked it open, and let me tell you, it had a good pull. Had a pretty good pull. Literally the moment the tin cracked, I can smell it. And this has got to be one of the worst things I've drank.
You haven't had enough.
That's a clothesline right off the apron.
Come on, Big Bang Bang!
all right, that's another one.
I was just trying to find Cactus Jack just saying bang bang, but it's really hard.
Because I like how Red Bull tastes.
Yeah.
I like how that tastes. This, I think because of the creatine they use, is a very medicine-y, gritty flavor. It's really brutal.
I had one sip now over half an hour ago, and I can feel it still in my mouth.
Okay. So before, I got a really tiny sip, and I was like, this is pretty fine.
Uh-huh.
And now I feel like I'm... Oh, no, wait. don't know.
Now let
know?
The aftertaste sink in for a little while.
I really did. I really don't. It
has that artificial sweetener taste for sure.
Yeah. I'd rather just take a fucking 2 or 3 grams of sugar. That's the thing. When I buy creatine monohydrate powder and I add it to water, I like how that tastes. There's a couple flavors I've had, like from GNC's own brand, like a blueberry flavor. Has a little bit of sugar in it, but that's okay with me. And it's like, this is good. I like how this tastes. It tastes like a little bit watered down Gatorade almost.
Okay.
It's a very palatable taste. This, I don't like that it's carbonated, I guess, is also fucking me up a little bit.
Okay.
But I really don't like this. I will never drink this again.
Any of that brand or just
that
flavor?
No, I'll never drink this again.
You'll never drink any Bang?
I'll never drink a Bang again in my life.
What if I get you a monthly subscription to Bang?
I don't think beverages work that way.
Okay. You don't? You don't think there's a monthly beverage subscription service?
I don't.
For any beverage?
No, I don't think there is.
This is crazy.
Am I? I bet there's a
food one. Why would there not be a drink one?
There's definitely ones for beer.
I bet there's like a beer and a coffee one. I don't think there's an energy drink. I don't think there's an energy drink monthly box.
I said any drink.
Also, why aren't we doing that? Call up our tech guys and let's make an app.
Energy box. You get a bunch of Red Bulls in the box.
I took one sip and it still feels like I drank the entire thing.
Yeah, it was brutal. So I give it 0 stars or thumbs up or whatever.
Listen, yeah, how would you measure an energy drink?
How would I measure it? How many bolts? I'd say bolts.
Bolts. I like that.
Oh, we got it. Yeah, that's good.
That's good.
How many bolts?
You get 0, half a bolt. I'll give you half a bolt. No one gets 0.
You know what?
I never want to drink that again. Because Red Bull, classic Red Bull, I'd give that 4 bolts. I like a Red Bull. I'll say that right now. I never get anything bigger than the smallest one they have, and I get it very rarely, and it's very nice.
Dude, right now?
Yeah, what's up?
I can get an Amazon beverage sample box.
That's pretty sick.
And one of them on there, Monster Energy drink. But one of them is just Fiji water.
It has electrolytes. That's energizing. I love Fiji.
Oh, you can subscribe to Hint Water?
Hint? Oh, that has a...
It's like a little hint of flavor. I hate that. I hate when something has a hint of flavor. Either tastes like something or don't. You know? It's like, listen.
Fucking get off the fence, coward.
Fucking... you're fucking John Kerry flip-flopping. fucking, you either taste like strawberries or you taste like water.
Yeah.
Fucking ridiculous.
I don't appreciate it, honestly.
I give Bang.
Yeah, what do you give it?
Are we going... Okay, what are the bolts?
1 out of 5?
Yeah. But is it just on flavor or on overall product?
That's a great point. Let's say overall product. Then I'll give it 1 bolt because... 1 bolt because of creatine and BCAAs, which I really appreciate. Yeah. And you never really find that in prepackaged beverages unless you go to like a very hyper-specific GNC.
Yeah.
And you get like a Killcliff or like a... one of those other ones I can't remember their names of right now, but Killcliff is pretty cool.
I'm going 2, maybe 2.5 bolts.
Wow.
I don't love it.
Yeah.
But it's very popular. I see a lot of people that I know on Instagram posting pictures of them drinking it. I think it's almost like a meme.
I might have to just try another flavor because it's brutal.
I think this one's really bad. I think it's, you don't like, I don't know what your stance on sour is.
I don't mind sour.
But a sour drink.
A sour drink is strange.
Is odd. I think
if you're listening and you enjoy Bang, can you just hit me up with what flavor you enjoy?
Matt, who listens, who is our friend.
Hey, Matt.
I believe he drinks Bang.
Okay.
I believe he has posted pictures of him drinking Bang.
I like Matt.
Matt, you're the king.
Mm-hmm.
Send us your top 3 favorite Bang flavors.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe they have 3 flavors.
Dude, they have like a lot of flavors.
Oh, that's crazy. All right, I'll try.
Somebody posted that they have a cookies and cream flavor.
Oh, my
which
God.
Is crazy.
Ew.
I don't want that at all.
I don't
all.
Want that at all. But Matt, hit us up. Or anybody, hit us up.
Yeah.
And if you have any energy drinks you want us to try, we'll try it for
Dude,
the energy
yes,
corner.
Yes. Have you ever tried? I've never tried it. Have you ever tried Red Line?
No. A kid in high school I knew used to drink it every morning, and it scared the fuck out of me.
It's so brutal that it comes in a bottle. And there's a line on the bottle being like, only drink this much.
That's nuts.
It's like 2 servings in 1 bottle. The dude I worked with that was like a power lifter would drink the time.
I remember watching in the documentary Bigger, Stronger, Faster when they're talking about the FCA. What's that? FDA?
Yeah.
That they have to have a special formula for Canada because they can't put what they put in American ones up there.
So any
fucking cow.
All soda that isn't cola in Canada is caffeine free. And anything with that is a soda with caffeine is sold as an energy drink. So like Mountain Dew,
that makes sense.
Mountain Dew in Canada is caffeine free.
Mm-hmm.
Mountain Dew with caffeine is sold as MDX.
Ooh, that sounds sexy.
And it has a black label.
Ooh.
And so it has to, yeah. So like Coke, Pepsi, and whatnot can have caffeine because it's brown. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Like brown sodas can have caffeine, but everything else can't.
Interesting. It's reverse racism.
Nah, I don't know. I think it's perfectly fine racism.
All right, so that's the Energy Drink Corner. Again, if you have any suggestions or want to just send us anything, that's cool too. We don't have a P.O. box. Just send it to my gym.
If you let us know, we can.
We'll
I've
find
got a
it.
P.O. box.
Oh, you got a P.O. box?
Yeah.
I'm not going to blast it out there, but if you all want to send me something, let me know.
Yes. Energy Drink Corner. That is fun.
I literally have to go get something to drink.
Yeah, go for it.
Do you want to talk about your sweater, or do you want to talk about...
Do I want to talk about my sweater?
Yeah.
Oh, because I'm wearing my 9/11 sweater.
Yeah. No, we don't talk about that.
That's fine.
Going well. You're taking more pictures again. That's cool. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm taking photos. I have been... Yeah, we were talking about this a little bit on the bus on the way over here, where it's like I don't know how to post them because I feel like I'm only seen as a comedian on the internet and also pretty much everywhere else.
Sure.
So it feels weird to
But you're also seen as a little bitch.
I am seen as like a little bitch everywhere I go, except for places where I'm known as a big dick dog daddy. So it feels odd to post something that is like sincere.
You have a real problem with sincerity.
Online, I guess. Yeah.
Or out to the world.
Yeah.
One-on-one, you're fine with it.
Yeah. But it's because it doesn't. It for me, it doesn't make sense with everything I put out into the world, which is so – I don't think everything I put out in the world is insincere, but I think it has such a layer of like irony and kind of being detached and kind of making fun of everything and thinking everything is stupid and like kind of being annoying where it's like I feel like if I'm just posting like sincere photos that I've taken, it feels odd.
Well,
and
sure.
It feels at odds with – my personality, and I guess like as a not famous person to say my public image is annoying, but you know,
yeah, your online persona, voice.
Yeah.
I just think that it's kind of boring to me when someone is so singular in their representation of themselves online.
Yeah.
It's like if you're, I think those people do well in terms of like, oh, this person's a graphic artist, and that's all they post about. They never talk about their politics or anything. Okay, cool. But I just feel bored. I like when someone is multidimensional and has multiple interests and skills. And it's like, it just things that that I like seeing in terms of like, oh, I need things outside of my career to help blow off steam or keep me sane or keep me motivated.
Yeah.
And it's like, I like seeing what people do outside of their money making or dream. I like those things because it's like, oh yeah, you I think it's a lot to ask of yourself to only do that one thing that you're trying to make your goal or your job.
Yeah.
I think it's cool to be like, I'm a musician and that's my goal and that's my main focus. But sometimes I do woodworking.
Yeah.
Like, oh, let me see what that is. And you're like, yeah, these are things that I like to do occasionally. Like, that's cool to me.
Yeah.
So, like I said, the
and a lot of my it's weird to say favorite people, but people I look up to and my inspirations are people who do multiple things.
Yeah, because you come from skateboarding world where like all those dudes do multiple things,
especially
photography.
Yeah.
That's a huge part of skateboarding
world. Or music
world.
And like all that other shit.
Where, dressing well.
Yeah.
Getting HPV. It's all up there.
Getting HPV. Ghosting women, which is a big inspiration in my life. I'd say my top three things I've taken from skateboarding are the fashion, the ability to kind of branch out into other things, and especially photography, and the emotional immaturity to ghost women.
That's true.
I'd say those are the three big things I got from skateboarding in my life. And number four, little tiny hats.
Oh, yeah, little hats.
A little tiny beanie. A little tiny beanie hat.
Hold on. Yeah. Might as well just be a knit yarmulke.
There's a very funny Instagram account called tinyhat_skatelife, and it's just like memes written from the perspective of like a woman that dates skateboarders.
Jesus
it's
Christ.
They're very funny.
That's cool. Yeah. I'm gonna look that up later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're very funny. It's always just like, it's like the blank, blank, blank skateboarder starter kit. They're just, you know, it's very fun. It's a nice little time. But yeah, I don't know how, it is hard for me to, I think it's a thing with the sincerity stuff is also it makes it seem like I'm taking myself very seriously. But I never am.
Mm-hmm. And if you are, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing.
I don't think, the thing is, I don't think it's a bad thing.
I just think, yeah, I feel like you put yourself in a very defined room or wall or space. Yeah. And it's just like when you feel like you move around that, you feel like you're being, I think people will perceive you as a fake version of that.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, I don't want people thinking I'm pretending to be a photographer. I'm pretending to be a fucking, unicycle. What the fuck it is.
Yeah,
it doesn't
matter.
And it's like you, I think, what again, like I said, what interests me, and I think this is the same thing for people you look up to, like example, Ed Templeton. Like,
yeah.
I think it's sick when someone's like so creative, they have to use multiple outlets.
Yeah.
It can't, everything can't be a joke. And I don't mean you can't make a joke out of everything, but like, I think it's very, very difficult, if not impossible, to express every feeling you want out of one art form.
Yeah.
I think some things need a different vehicle.
And it's even it's like a narrow view to say that photography can't be funny.
Yeah, like absolutely.
It's like how many times have you just left just looking at a photo?
Yeah.
Which is the dumbest sentence I've ever said.
No,
but it's, but you know.
You said some fucking stupid
shit, that's
man.
True. Yeah, I said a lot of dumb shit. But yeah, just like being like, oh, it's funny to capture little tiny glimpses of life.
And you have a good eye for it.
Yeah, which inherently could be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is a weird, it is nice to do something and just be like, oh, I'm pretty good at this.
Yeah.
Already.
Yeah.
Like from when I started, I felt like, because I've been doing it for a while, but it's also a thing where I mean, I have to go through because my old computer, I have a bunch of stuff on the hard drive and it's like not, the computer doesn't work anymore. But it's a thing where it's like I've hoarded all these photos.
Yeah.
I have like thousands of photos that I've shown maybe, I bet I've shown less than 100 on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just have all these things and I don't know what to do with them. I made like a little zine once, but I made it poorly in that like I was like the only way to do it is for me to do it like photocopying it myself at like a Staples, which was fine, but what it didn't represent what I like about my photography, which is bright colors and stuff like that, because I did black and white photocopies.
But it's,
I thought it looked cool, but it was not what I wanted. And I have like I'm like toying with an idea for like a zine now, but I also feel like it's like, because I'm like two minds where it's like, one, number one, who am I to put out a zine and ask people to pay for it? But it's like, who am I? But it's also like, who am I to not do that?
Who
like,
that
why?
Yeah.
Why can't I? It's more like that. It's the thing where it's like, oh, you're not some famous photographer. So it's like, yeah, but there's plenty of bands that are not famous that ask you to pay for their music.
Absolutely. And how do you think they got to that point?
Yeah.
They had to start somewhere with some kind of support from people, and they only get that by showing what they have to begin with.
Yeah,
so it snowballs.
So I have an idea
it
that
comes
I'm,
and then you kiss.
Then you kiss it. You come in and you spit into your partner's mouth. Yeah. But yeah, I have like an idea that I'm working on, I guess, of like what I want to put out.
Sure. Well, we're all looking forward to it.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe in fucking 9 years, I'll actually get my fucking shit together and put out something. Yeah. But the thing is that I'm like, so like I started like putting together photos, and then I was immediately like, I would like better photos, but I always want better.
Well, that's why you get good at things.
Yeah.
Because you're never really happy with what you have. Because the whole fucking Ira Glass thing, your taste is better than your skill.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, I wish. I'm like, well, I have like half a dozen or a dozen photos that I think are good enough, but you need way more than that. And then once I start taking other photos, I'm like, well, these ones aren't as good now. And
it's like, that's why people like, blank years into comedy, you won't do any of those jokes anymore.
Yeah.
Because you might like them now. You might think they're good now, but your ability to judge your own stuff changes so drastically. It's like, I don't even do my closer from 2 years ago at all. So it's like, things change.
I guess.
Do you want to do listener
you want to do that or the other one?
Yeah. Let's do that.
You want to do that?
Yeah.
All right. So you know what time it is now, everyone. Bam, bam,
bam.
Listener questions.
Yeah, bitch.
It's time for some
Hop
listeners.
On.
Get on the rope ladder of life. And fucking Jesus Christ.
Yeah. We got two, I think, that we can answer very quickly.
And I got
one too. That lean into the whole insult world.
I don't know. I'm really shaking my head right now.
You shook your head a lot. One, I really want to, it was from Allie, I really want to email your landlord and ask why he still has wood paneling in 2019.
Oh, well, number one, our landlord is a woman.
Our landlord is a woman. And number two, she's very cheap.
Yeah.
And
oh
number
my
three,
God.
The wood paneling looks sick.
The craziest thing in the world, there's a lot of things, but when we had to replace our floor last summer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So we had tile, whatever, linoleum floor.
Tile, like normal looking tile.
In the living room. It kind of looked like a school. Like
yeah. 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 Had a lot. Almost. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
But, or like a lunchroom.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like, I'm sure it had been there for 15 or 20 years.
Easily.
So it was like, getting chipped and kind of peeling up. And there was like a big, like, chunk of one of them missing. So yeah. It was just like exposed wood on the floor, but not like hardwood
not nice,
floors.
Not even nice.
So we were like, hey, can we just fix these tiles? And she was like, okay. And she was like, might as well just replace the whole floor. And then, so our whole living room is wood paneling. And she was like, you know what we should do in here? A wood floor. But of a different color than the walls.
Drastically lighter shade of wood.
It's like almost gray.
Yeah. It's actually green.
Is it? No. Is it? Oh, you fucking bitch.
It is. It's brown, but yeah. It's very light.
It's very light. Very light.
I mean, it was very funny to, like, literally she came upstairs and, like, looked at it, and then I went to work, and I come back at night, and
it's
just
a different floor.
It just changed. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this never happened where you ask for something, and it happens that day.
Yeah. She's very, as much of a pain in the ass as she is, she's very good about us being like, something is wrong.
Yeah.
And then she fixes it.
Yeah, it's
And
true.
Maybe it takes her 15 tries to fix it, like the fucking shower.
The shower took forever.
But she was dedicated to fixing it.
Yeah.
And didn't
she was
blame
mad
us.
At the guy for fucking it up.
Yeah.
So,
and it wasn't our fault. It
wasn't our fault. So shout out to her. The second one that's, again, very much easy to answer. Are the this one are
also here. Stop being mean to us.
Uh-huh.
Also, alittletimepod@gmail.com.
Thank you so much.
Or alittletimepod on Instagram and Twitter. You can send us whatever you want.
Follow. This is from our dear friend Jesse. Are the bikes in your house just for decoration?
I mean,
they were not intended to do that. Yeah. My bike, I rode.
You used to ride your bike.
I rode my bike every day, everywhere, and then I started taking on more and more clients at the gym, and I train. I think I teach somewhere around 26 classes a week at this point.
Which is a lot.
Which is a decent amount, and my body was falling apart, and it still is falling apart.
Yeah, definitely.
And
not,
I had to sacrifice some physical movement away somewhere.
Yeah.
So I stopped riding my bike and took the train again. So now it's just hanging in the living room.
Yeah.
I'm not going to just throw it away. I might use it one day. But it does look nice. To a degree, I don't know.
And then, I got a bike. It's mostly for when I was walking dogs.
Yeah,
and it was fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a bike off of Craigslist for cheap, and it is not a great. It's a fine bike, but like quickly things started going wrong with it. So basically, the whole drive shaft is like fucked on my bike. So I was like, I need to get that replaced, but I don't ride it, especially now that I just have like a regular job. I don't ride it, and it's not like a priority for me. But I literally was thinking about it about 4 or 5 hours ago, being like, I would like to have it just for like
around the neighborhood.
Yeah, around the neighborhood. Days like this, I can just like go and ride. And,
oh, good point. Yeah, this would be an easy ride here.
Yeah, we could ride here. We could go to the bagel store or whatever.
Yeah,
we can also do stuff independently.
What?
Yeah, I know. I know.
Huh? You want to hit one? Do you have one?
Oh.
So thank you, Allie. Thank you, Jesse. Again, littletimebot@gmail.com.
Yeah. Give me 1 second. Vamp.
Vamp? What is that? Oh, just talk anyway? I have one loaded up if I'm going to just ask that.
Or I got this one. This is a question from D. Guerreros.
Oh, D.
Big fan.
Lovely D.
Unbelievable. Great photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And also a nurse, which is crazy.
Yep.
Just stop being good at two things.
She's great at two things.
Like, unbelievable.
And very fun hang.
Great, yeah.
He's
great. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Big supporter of the boys.
Yeah.
But Diego posted a fun picture of us, and she replied with, how often do you guys match your clothing? Is it telepathic or an actual conversation? Which is very fun. So the photo that you posted, it was on purpose because we did a photo shoot. But it's very often.
Yeah, and it's very, on accident.
Yeah. It's on accident. It is the thing where we live in the same world in style.
Yeah. We have slight discrepancies stylistically, but it's pretty similar in the things we like and we think are look cool.
Yeah.
But we have done that thing where, like, I'll meet up with you the later part of the day and I haven't seen you, and we're wearing basically the same thing. And it's like, fuck!
Yeah.
So I to a degree, it's telepathic. Sometimes I would text you and be like, what are you wearing?
Yeah.
Because, I don't want to we don't want to look exactly the same.
It also happens with me with friend of the show, Lily Michelle.
True.
It will happen that her and I will show up to places and have a very similar outfit on.
Yeah.
So I think it's just, it is not on purpose unless it's on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Right. For a photo shoot.
Like the photo shoot, it was very on purpose where, like, it'd be funny to
Loafers, dress shoes, black pants.
Yellow top. In front of the yellow backdrop.
Mm-hmm. Great photo of us.
Yeah. But yeah, it's never really on purpose unless we want it to be.
Yeah, for a very specific reason. I can't really think of another time we've ever dressed on purpose
for that.
So thank you, D. Last up, this is from... What's his name? Scott, I think?
Yeah. Shout out.
Shout out to Scott. Thank you so much for the question. Hey, I'd be interested to hear yours and Mike's thoughts on this. How do you feel about comedians getting famous through game shows like America's Got Talent? Do you feel like they've skipped some steps other comics had to go through? I used to feel these people were not... people as not real comedians or selling out, but now I kind of see it as an advantage of an opportunity. Would either of you try out for America's Got Talent or similar shows to boost your comedy careers?
Okay,
so I see the people thinking of it as a shortcut. I understand. Why people I think would think that, and I think I even thought of that like that in some way where it's like you're skipping some steps. Now that I'm deeper in it, there are no steps. It's all about skipping. Whatever you can do to save time or save effort makes sense. Would I ever go on one of those shows? No, not at this point.
Yeah.
Because, A, I would not do well on those shows.
Yeah. I got a message a couple of months ago from someone being like, hey, do you want to audition for America's Got Talent?
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't reply.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want to do it.
Yeah.
But it's also because, one, I don't think... It's not even that I don't think I'm funny enough.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm the type of funny for America's Got Talent.
Yeah.
Like, what's his name was on it a couple years ago and did really well. Gary Veeder.
Veeder.
Who is a – before and after is a real comic.
A real comic.
Has been a real comic, is a writer – like, is a joke writer.
Yeah.
Is past at the Cellar.
Yeah.
Is
– Tours. Like, does Road.
Yeah. Is a real comic.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't – I think it's a thing where if you're not a real comic, something like that can expose you quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Like Last Comic Standing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you could win Last Comic Standing, and then very quickly people will be like, oh, you don't have it. Mm-hmm. Fucking Dat Fan.
Yeah.
From the first season.
Crazy. I remember watching that season vividly.
Yeah. He won, but he won on the strength of doing an impression of his Asian mother.
Yeah.
And that was the whole thing.
And where is he now?
Probably still doing better than
us. In my living room.
Yeah.
Yeah, at least crushing.
He's my roommate. But yeah, I don't think it's I don't think it's a skipping a step, and I don't think it's like cheating, and I don't think it's something a real comic wouldn't do.
Yeah.
But I think it's a thing where it's a specific type of comic that has to do
that can do well on
America's Got Talent, because it's ABC,
mm-hmm.
which is owned by Disney.
Mm-hmm.
It's prime time,
mm-hmm.
so it's like clean, family friendly. Like, you can't.
We're going to go in there and talk about fucking women squirting? I can't
do that. Yeah. It's like it's very hard.
Yeah.
It's a very specific type of person.
I feel like it's either people like Gary Veeder that are very strong joke writers and can write clean and still do very well.
Yeah.
And dudes like Preacher Lawson, who's just unbelievably charismatic and funny.
Yeah.
And it's like, so, like, those dudes.
They're a good comic, but they're also so naturally funny.
Mm-hmm.
And they just have that looseness already. Mm-hmm. So it's like I don't think I would do well on America's Got Talent.
No.
I think I would fucking really freeze up. Mm-hmm. And also, I don't think my material, Like, I'm going to go in front of a crowd of 4,000 people who want to see a guy balancing a chair on his chin.
Right, right.
And be like, hey, I don't have health insurance. And they're like, why not?
And you're like, well, I'm
okay, well, let me get to it.
It's not that kind of joke.
Yeah. Stop talking to me. Dude, that happened to me a couple weeks ago, and it was so fucking annoying.
I hate it.
Where I was telling a joke, and then there's, like, a rhetorical question in it, and then someone just, like, yelled out the answer.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I want to fucking hit you with a fucking pipe.
Yeah.
I hate you.
I really make an effort to not have any questions in my set.
Yeah.
I try to take them away,
but also the jokes don't work as well without them, sure. I think. But maybe it's just the way I've constructed the joke around it.
This was a while ago. This was Schroeder, Courtney, and Joel Kim Booster's show in Williamsburg.
Oh, at This and That.
At This and That, and which is a
gay bar that's
a
not
gay
open
bar
anymore.
Doesn't exist anymore. And I was just hanging out, and it was a terrible show in terms of people talking,
yeah,
like to each other and talking to the comic,
yeah,
and they just threw me up, and I started my set with hello everyone, all questions will be rhetorical, okay. Here we go. And then it was just a nightmare show.
Yeah.
I love them obviously, but
yeah,
I don't love Patrick.
Nah, Patrick's great.
Patty.
So
yeah, I don't think it was a shortcut. I don't look down on those comics at all. If they can flourish there, that's great. If there was a version of America's Got Talent for people like us, I would immediately take.
I think that's Last Comic Standing, because I don't think you had to be.
I'd say like if it was on Spike TV or if it was on maybe something that's not. So like cable, so that like kids, they don't worry about the idea of kids watching.
Yeah, because I think because Clayton English won the last Comic Standing.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, a couple years ago. But he's not like particularly clean or family friendly.
Mm-hmm.
He's just very, very funny and charming.
Yeah.
So, I think like Last Comic Standing was a better version because America's Got Talent is just about all talents.
Yeah.
So I think I think getting anywhere with stand-up comedy on that is a big feat already.
Yeah.
Because people, one, do not care about stand-up comedy.
They almost dislike it all.
They really dislike it, especially when they don't know what's happening, and especially when there's other things that are more interesting than stand-up comedy happening.
Someone juggling bowls.
If stand-up comedy is near any kind of music, it's the worst thing that's ever happened.
It's such a delicate art form.
Which is crazy.
You ever hear like someone who's like painting, like it has to be in this kind of room? You're like, what? No, just fucking paint the painting.
Yeah, go paint.
Low ceilings.
And everyone has to be facing forward and no one can be talking.
They should
be a little drunk, but not too drunk.
Right.
And it has to be at night.
If it's
during the day, it's bad. It's like, shut up.
Right.
But it's true. You have to have it.
Jokes are secrets. And they have to be kind of like, all right, everyone come here.
So funny.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
Thank you so much.
That's a perfect analogy.
Oh, thank you so much.
That's great. Man, and this the whole time I thought he was a fucking blockhead.
If you can do it. I don't look down or disparage any comedian for doing any of that. If you can flourish at it, that's fantastic.
It's crazy how hard it is to make money in comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So just doing anything to try to get a little bit more, because I feel like comedy sometimes is almost like the same with NFL players, where it's like the people who are the most, or like, I mean, like any sport.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like you have to try to make as much money in 10 years as possible because you cannot do it for your entire life.
Mm-hmm.
Very few people are George Carlin.
Mm-hmm.
Very few people are fucking, like anyone,
Maria
who,
Bamford, whoever just has a lot in life.
Very few people are Patton Oswalt.
Yeah.
It's like who have had this many successful things over a large period of time.
It's really impressive.
I really wanted to say Bill Cosby, but because it's true.
But
except
very long
for, he did a lot of bad things.
A lot of bad things.
But what he did do was be successful for a very
long
time.
Yeah, it's like hitting the lottery consistently.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
So it's like very few people are that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're like, listen, I can make 60, it's like you're like, I can make 200 grand a year doing comedy. It's like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I can do that for as long as possible and do it any way you can.
Yeah.
Because it's not going to be like that forever.
No.
How many comedians that did stadiums are still doing stadiums?
Right. That's a fucking... not only a very rare peak, it's a tiny... It's a fucking weekend where you...
Yeah. Or it's like fucking Dice Clay sold out Madison Square Garden And now he's doing, like, fucking Johnny Bananas Chuckle Hut in, like, fucking Parsippany, New Jersey or
something. When I was in L.A. and I was sitting in front of the Comedy Store, I was sitting on the ledge, I was talking to Allie and Connor, and you could see through the window into the main stage. I don't know if it's the main stage. I think it's the belly. I don't know what the fucking rooms are. And it's just, it's like Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's so goddamn weird. I'm watching him through glass.
And you don't really care
and
that much.
I'm like, I don't really give a shit about going inside to watch him. I'd rather talk to my two friends here.
Yeah.
But that's a very surreal feeling of like, you're the biggest thing in the world within my lifetime.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, you were the biggest thing in the world. And I don't want to walk 18 feet to look at you right now.
Have you ever listened to The Day the Laughter Died?
Not in its entirety.
The album of him bombing?
Not in its entirety.
It's crazy.
I'll listen to it soon.
You gotta listen to it. It's insane. That, if you want to hear what stand-up comedy is mostly like, listen to Andrew Dice Clay, The Day the Laughter Died, and listen to Neil Hamburger, Hot February Night.
I love that.
Neil Hamburger, Hot February Night is one of the greatest things I've ever heard. It is him open. It's Neil Hamburger, who, if you don't know, is no way to explain.
No way to explain
what Andrew, what
he's
Neil Hamburger
Vegas
is.
Lounge act on acid, who's bombing constantly.
Who is also like Gigi Allen, kind of.
Oh, right.
Is like he's very confrontational with the. He's not throwing his shit or like having sex with women, but he's like, but he's so confrontational with the audience.
I was at a comedy show, and in the back of the room where all the comics were hanging, there was a bar.
Yeah,
they're playing one of Gigi Allen's shows for some reason
in
its entirety with no censorship. And I'm just looking at it, and Matt Backus texts me. He's in the room with me. He goes, man, Gigi Allen sucks.
Yeah. Gigi Allen fucking sucks, and I hate him.
And
but
I'm like, I would go to his shows if he was around just to kick his ass during his sets.
Oh, yeah.
It's a free person to beat up.
Yeah, because he liked it.
Yeah, he's a fucking terrible piece of shit.
But yeah, but Neil Hamburger, Hot February Nights is him opening for Tenacious D at Madison Square Garden, and the crowd fucking hates him so much, but then loves him. It's like, it's similar roller coaster almost to the Bill Burr Philadelphia thing where they hate him and then they love him and then they hate him and then they love him. So at one point,
so impressive.
This is also a fun way for me to get to do my Neil Hamburger impression,
which is
only good impression I have. But my favorite thing in the world is him really hyping the crowd up and being like, all right, here they are. Everyone you came to see, Tenacious D's Road Crew. Then he just brings out like the fucking lights guy. It's fucking amazing.
Oh, man.
It's so fucking
good.
I
would repeat his joke, two jokes specifically to people all the time. Because I remember I listened to him, his sets in like 2008, 2007. The joke, what do you get when you mix Sir Elton John and a saber-toothed tiger? I don't know, but you better keep it away from your ass. It's like one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
Yeah.
But what a fucking special human being.
I have the DVD. It's still out. It's out there. It's like you can buy it. But we watched it.
Yeah,
the DVD of Neil Hamburger's special, which he filmed at a Greyhound racing track outside of Phoenix, Arizona.
Talk about knowing where you should be.
Yeah.
And we talked this last episode with Julia about like, if you're going to film a special, you should do it where you normally perform. It's like, I can't think of a more perfect place for him.
Because the whole crux of Neil Hamburger's act is people in the crowd that don't get it.
Yeah.
Because I think it was a detriment to him to get popular almost.
Yeah, exactly.
A detriment to his act.
Yeah.
Not to him being funny or interesting.
It doesn't work when people like it.
Yeah. So it's at the Greyhound track, it's literally half people who are there to see Neil Hamburger and half people who are at the Greyhound track losing money betting on dog racing. And it's so funny. They're going around with the camera being like, are you here for the Neil Hamburger show? And they go, the who what?
What were those words?
The who doing what? I think at one point someone goes, what about hamburgers? Like, it's so funny.
That should be the name of his special. What about hamburgers?
But
it's very good. You showed it to me, and I fucking loved
it. It's insane.
He
has like 9 cups in his. It's
just the idea. He's if you haven't seen him, he's in like a shitty
tuxedo with a ruffle shirt
that's dirty, and his hair slicked disgustingly, and he's holding in his arm like a baby 3 to 6 drinks.
Yeah.
It's really a genius genius performance. I really love it.
One of my favorite things I ever did in comedy was doing Neil Hamburger at Shtick or Treat.
It was really good.
It was so much fun.
You nailed it.
I really had a good time doing it.
And it was funny because when Mark Norman came back on stage to talk, to like bring the next one, he's like, yeah. Ah, man, I really wish you guys knew who Neil Hamburger was.
Yeah.
Because like, yeah, I think a lot of people, even somewhat people that would consider themselves comedy fans, don't know who he is. And you know, I get it. You should watch the racetrack one.
Yeah.
And there's his movies on Netflix. His like movie. I don't want
to. Oh.
Documentary thing. It's pseudo documentary.
Yeah.
Which is fine, but it's not as good as the.
No,
the
Greyhound Racing Track is really fun.
Do you have another thing, or do you want to do.
I think that's.
The last thing.
I guess we could do the last thing.
Let's do the last thing. I think that'd be a fun way to end it. Or we could just end it here.
No. Let's do it. Yeah. You go first because I. So we got a new fun game we're going to do.
New segment
where we go through each other's tweets and try to figure out why we would ever tweet it.
Uh-huh.
And it's called
Why'd You Tweet That?
Welcome to
Why'd You Tweet That? And Diego's gonna go first because I did not do my homework.
Okay, here we go. Mike Brucey, why did you tweet Hershey? Call me when it's they them chocolate.
Oh. Okay, because in defense of me, that's very funny.
Yeah, this is actually kind of hard because all of your tweets are actually pretty good.
Well, the tweets are not that good, but that one is just so. I think it was. I don't remember.
We were in the car.
We were in the car on the way to Indiana, but it was like because we were driving through Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And I was like Hershey. That's a little gendered. Why don't you call it they them? I don't know. I just thought it was funny.
It is very funny. Okay, next one. At Mike Brucey, if you want to look at these.
Yeah.
Okay, but honestly, if you think about it, you got to admit, Jeff Sessions is bae.
I don't know. Okay.
People, you have two comments. One is Michael, and the other one is Mike.
Yeah.
That's a sign of a good tweet, man.
Yeah. I got one yesterday from a stranger.
Oh, man. No, fuck that. If you know me, you can do it.
It was just funny. It's somebody who like follows me, so I guess they were just like Mike. But I don't remember why. I think when anything I tweet like that, it's just because I'm so bored.
Yeah.
Of everyone's lame fucking takes about something that's going on in the news.
Yeah, you get really annoyed with politics to a degree. Everyone's like.
I don't get bored with politics. I get bored with seeing the same joke 900 times.
Fair.
Because it's the original one is not funny usually.
Right.
But then it's the thing where. I think it's because of a little liberal bubble I live in, but it's like everyone has the same fucking take. Yeah. Everyone has the same stance. So your tweets are boring.
Yeah. What was funny, and this has happened to me twice now, and once it was Patton Oswalt, and the second time it's a friend, where I think of a tweet, and I'll even write it, and I'll go, nah, this is stupid. I'll delete it. And then someone will tweet basically the same
thing.
And then
fucking like blows.
Patton Oswalt had one, and it was almost word for word the idea I had.
Yeah.
And not that he saw it. It's just I think it was in the same vein, or the idea was out there.
Yeah.
And it blew up. And then I'll tell you this one off air because it's a friend who thought of it.
Yeah.
It's just but theirs did really well. And I'm like, fuck, I should have tweeted that. So last one.
Yeah. Wait, maybe do you have another one also? Because I didn't need time.
No, I just screenshotted three.
Oh, okay. How did you find them?
I just went to your Twitter and scrolled.
Oh, okay.
I just scrolled
for a
while.
I'm just going to
do that
right now
then. I just stopped. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine they're all bad. So it's very easy.
Yeah, you're suck.
Okay, last one. which you don't have it. Whatever. Okay.
I don't tweet enough for it to be.
We just read the fucking last three tweets of yours.
Yeah.
Do you think they were called the Beatles because they couldn't stop hitting their wives?
Okay.
This is hard for you to look up tweets and.
Yeah. But I know this one.
Yeah.
Because it's why I tweeted it. But okay. So it's a thing where, number one, I think talking about the Beatles is boring and dumb.
Yep.
And people can't stop talking about that fucking band.
Yeah.
Who are fine. Like,
I
feel like I almost don't like them now because everyone is like, greatest band. It's like, they're fucking fine. But I think it's funny because they misspelled Beatles.
Yeah.
Like a drum beat.
Mm-hmm.
But
which is like a very viral or like online thing right now where people are like, oh, I just noticed this kind of a thing. I remember seeing a lot of people pointing at it and like, what the fuck?
Yeah. But I don't. It's just funny because John Lennon would hit his wife all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's like, imagine all the people. It's like, he would hit his wife a lot.
Imagine a woman who hasn't been hit.
Wouldn't that fucking
be nice?
Hey, man, why don't you imagine keeping your hands to yourself?
All right, those are Mike's tweets. Feel free to follow him at Mike Abrucey.
At Mike Abrucey.
The boy's gone viral multiple times. I love him so much.
Let's see. Oh, man.
Just read a couple. I mean, they're fucking last eight are bad.
Oh, I'm like deep. I'm like January already.
Oh, whatever.
Fuck, this sucks. Like me doing this.
Sure.
Let's see.
Twitter's like a whole fucking life. You know, you got to be good at it, and you got to wake up every morning and put things in your drafts and go, what are we talking about?
Okay. What about this one? I'm not really looking for commitment. I'm out here asking women to call me stepdaddy in bed. How about that one? Right. What's up with that?
That was pretty bad.
Listen, you tweeted it.
I know. I'm not
defending. Oh, no, this one's, wait, can I take off that one and do this one instead? Sure. If you're horny and you know it, text your ex. What about that one?
All right. I think I was sad and thinking about texting my ex.
Yeah.
And I think I was around, I think I walked by like a, one of those like a, what do they call, like a pottery place, like specifically made for like kids to come hang out.
Yeah.
And the song kind of kicked in my head and I thought it was funny.
Oh, I like that one.
You laughed at it.
Yeah,
I like that.
That's
laughed.
Fun.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, man.
I think when you can put a joke in a song, usually just pretty. You get about 3 or 4 faves. That's not bad. That's a Diego average right there. And the other one, what was the one you first asked? I'll just talk while you're not looking. Oh, while you're looking. What was the first one you just said?
I don't even remember.
God,
my
brain sucks. Oh, this is dead air. So anyway, if you have any questions, feel free to email alittletime@gmail.com. Follow Mike Abruzzi at Mike Abruzzi.
Okay. If I make a woman come, I leave a Polaroid of myself in her bedroom like I was able to complete a restaurant's eating challenge.
I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
I think we were watching like a lot of food stuff then.
Yeah.
And I always love how like if you could eat them like the whole hamburger of the fucking giant thing, they like take a Polaroid of you and give you a T-shirt. And it's hard to make women come. So, and, you know.
Is it hard to make women come?
Sometimes. This is where I don't like, where people are just like, oh, just do this. And it's like, you know, like, you women are different people. And, like, some people don't like certain things. And some people need more of some, less than other.
Yeah.
I put in effort. And it's just, also, it's as a vehicle for jokes, trying to make a woman come, I think, is a very useful and easy one to use. So I think that makes sense. If you walked into a woman's room and she had like 3 or 4 Polaroids up, or like 18 of them,
yeah,
I'm not judging,
yeah.
Whatever, how many you have.
I'd like to go into a woman's room that has 200.
Oh. You're like, did you kill these people?
200.
Comes. Pick one more quickly.
Okay, quickly.
Again, if you have any good things that have happened to you and you want to have a shout out from us, we will do that.
Okay. I got one.
You got one. All right, fantastic.
If I was in a horror movie and the bad guy was trying to kill me, I'd kill myself so fucking fast. Nice try, bitch, but I won't get got.
A, I love saying get got.
Yeah.
B, I was watching that movie The Strangers on a date. And I was
You're watching the movie The Strangers on a date?
Yeah.
So you're trying to make the woman uncomfortable.
She wanted to see it.
Okay.
We talked about like what's the scariest movie, and I'm like, that's one of my scariest movies I've ever seen. I really like it. And we were together, and we're like joking like what I would do in this situation, because I think people are like, oh, you could fight. What would you do here?
Yeah.
And I think it's funny to be like, oh, not fucking kill myself.
Yeah.
We're
not
dealing with all this stress.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A way out? Are you kidding me? Hell yeah. A way out, and no one would judge me. A way out, no one would
be
like,
I think people would judge
coward.
You if you kill yourself.
I think it's hilarious. Also, how could they tell? If there's a killer trying to come
true.
After you, and they're like, oh, they're dead. I'm like, did they kill themselves? Like, who would kill themselves?
Oh, man, this killer really slit his wrists.
And then, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God, this killer gave him a bunch of sleeping pills.
Yeah. Okay.
I stand by that tweet.
Okay, wait.
I tried to do it on stage. Didn't work.
No, of course not. But what does work when you're on stage?
Fucking great point.
Yeah. Okay. Real quick, before we end the segment, do you have anything in your drafts or in your brain that you're trying to figure out?
Okay, let's look at the drafts real quick.
Because I have an idea, but I think this is only because I know a bunch of Canadians. So in Canada, they call like Kraft macaroni and cheese Kraft dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to tweet, do you think Robert Kraft calls his cum Kraft dinner?
Jesus Christ. let me see. Okay, I got two that I wrote today, this morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
First one, a lot of people don't know this, but Emeril Lagasse's catchphrase in its entirety is actually Bam Margera.
That's really funny. That's very funny.
Okay, cool.
Okay, wait, here's one of mine. If you're a set of adult twins, you should either have to do everything together or nothing at all. Same face, same job. Don't just be around each other sometimes.
I love that.
Because I saw like twins that were together, but they were wearing like different outfits. I'm like, love, fuck this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I already hate when there's twins because it freaks me out. Mm-hmm. But that's the thing about me. But if you are identical twins, you gotta dress the same, and you gotta have the same job, and you gotta confuse people.
Yeah, you gotta ride a tandem bike everywhere. Okay, yeah. The last one. I wrote this morning, so I apologize if it's bad. If I didn't start the standing ovation, I'm not fucking getting up.
Okay,
that's a more than me thing.
Yeah. That's I just right now, mine is just a thing I saw, and it just literally is a tweet draft that just says, a horse cop with a Brooklyn accent. Because it was the fucking funniest thing in the world to me. Uh-huh. Me and Sarah were like getting coffee somewhere, and it was just like, it was like the end of a parade when the streets are still blocked off, but there's nothing.
Yeah.
So there was like a horse cop, and he was just like, yeah. Basically, what it felt like to me was going like, hey, look at my fucking horse here. Hey, I'm riding a horse. Hey, isn't it crazy how big these things are? This thing's 10, 12 hands tall. But it was so fucking funny to me.
I love that. Hit us with the outro of the segment again, please.
Yeah. Fuck.
I like that segment. You know what the thing
you
is?
Know
like-
what, you know what's fun about this twip? This segment? The name.
Why'd you tweet that?
It's a very good segment. We stress over like getting guests and stuff, but it's like I really think my favorite episodes are just you and I.
Yeah.
And Lace here. Lace fucking big old thick cock is here.
He has like a you know, I would the only way I could describe Lace's penis.
Oh, we need a new segment. Lace's penis.
Lace's big hog. It was like you know the rope they use to tie a ship to a dock, like that.
A battle rope.
It's like a battle rope.
It's like a battle rope,
which I did yesterday at the gym, and it hurt me.
Dude, Mike texted me, and he goes, hey, I'm going to do battle ropes at the gym. Should I do 1 minute on and 1 minute off? And I almost dropped my phone laughing, because if you've ever done battle ropes, 1 minute is an insane amount of time for a round. If the battle rope is at all, like, if it's over 20 feet, which it fucking should be.
This thing, yeah, these boys are big. I took up a lot of space. I felt bad about it, but also no one was
in the gym. The ones I own are from Onnit, and they're the biggest ones they make. It's 25 pounds, or it's 25 pounds, 50 feet.
Yeah.
And I can do 20 seconds, and that's brutal.
Yeah.
And I was laughing so hard that you thought you could do a minute.
I just didn't know.
You don't know. Yeah, you don't know.
I just didn't know. And to me, a minute is not a long amount of time.
Absolutely. But yeah, with that kind of movement, it's very difficult.
And I don't know how heavy the ones are.
I assume
they have two different ones.
Okay.
I used whatever the heavier ones were.
I assume they're probably 15 pounds.
Okay. I did it for 20 seconds.
Are they black?
Ropes are both black. Uh-huh. There's ones with a black.
I feel like I saw it when I was
there.
There's
ones with a black handle and ones with a yellow handle.
Okay. I don't know.
The yellow handle ones I think were heavier.
Really love battle ropes. Battle ropes and kettlebells are great for everything.
Great episode.
We love you so much.
You know what time it is.
You know what time it is, bitch.
Plugs,
bitch.
It's time for plugs.
Follow me at This Diego Lopez. Could you do me a favor? Watch Nihilift.
I put out
a monthly workout series that's depressing. So check it out.
It is real. Like, it's real.
So the workouts are real.
The workouts are real. It's funny. You do funny voiceover over real workouts.
Over a real workout. I do them once a month. I'll put out the next one on the 1st. It's my pinned tweet. They're a minute long. Check it out if you'd like.
It's really great. Especially if you are looking to work out.
Yeah.
And you're like, or if you're stagnated, and because I truly do not know any workouts.
Sure.
I literally have like a note in my phone about stuff you've told me to do. And then I'll also watch an eyelet to be like, oh, maybe I'll do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, watch it. It's great.
Thank you.
I'm at Mike Abruzzi on everything. That's it.
Send us an email.
alittletimepod@gmail.com. alittletimepod on Twitter and Instagram.
Mm-hmm. BrainMachineNetwork.com, please.
Yeah, at BrainMachineNetwork on some other shit, too. On all the other ones.
Free bang if you go to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
If you go to BrainMachineNetwork,
you get one free bang.
You get the one that Diego had today.
Mm-hmm. Let me bang, bro.
It's open. Dude, wait. You know, it'd be a funny nickname for us if we both started drinking bang a lot. Bang Bros.
My man. Bye.
I don't think anyone's ever used that title. Good night. Bye.
Oh, so much piss.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.